Static.
Hey everybody, welcome to Static Show. This is Bob. What the hell was that? Sounds like Miles making $100 in one evening.
Well,
right, a gobble wobbler. Possibly here in the States you might call it a jizz guzzler. Right.
I was drinking my Diet Mountain Dew.
Right. Possibly choking on R2-D2.
Hi, everybody. It's Miles.
Sounds like he's watching a movie by Francis Ford Coppola. Or possibly Steven Spielberg. Not a classic like Chuck Norris. That was my impersonation of one of our professors there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dr. T.
Yeah.
Dr. T.
Dr. T and the women.
Yeah. Yep.
So, yeah.
What's up?
So, Miles.
Miles, yes. That's right. Miles, Josh.
You know, we're not getting any younger. You know what
right.
I'm saying?
Right.
And so I'm finding it very hard getting older.
Right.
And so I'm driving home the other day. And I don't know about you, but, you know, I look in my rearview mirror.
Yeah.
And then sometimes you see yourself a little bit. You know, like half of yourself.
I think you would take up a lot of that mirror.
Thank you. Yeah. Like, I mean, your face. Yeah. And so I'm driving along, and I'm looking up in the mirror, and I'm like, what the hell? I got like a half of my face is in the rearview mirror. And I'm like, what is in my nose?
Ah, what the hell?
And I had a gray nostril hair.
Oh, no. Out my nose. You and didn't, seriously.
I did. And it's like sticking out in the middle, so it's kind of like, you know, one like in if you remember Finding Nemo.
Yeah.
The part where they had the fish that dangled a little glowing worm.
Right, right.
That's what my nose hair looked like. Like a little glowing thing inside my nostril.
Oh,
and I'm like,
no.
I'll be goddamn, that's a gray nose hair. That's the strangest thing I've ever seen.
That is weird.
Tell me about it. It's kind of an eye-opener.
And then you had this huge accident because you weren't paying attention. Oh, my God!
So then I'm trying to pluck it out of my nose because it's bothering me.
While you're driving.
Yeah, while driving. Of course. Come on.
So if you're down in St. Louis and there's some asshole next to you.
Swerving.
Insatiably nose-picking.
Picking his nose hairs. Yeah, like, that'd be
dude,
mean.
Let it go, man.
It just was bothering me. I'm telling you. It's weird. You've never had that?
Not that, no.
You ever had a gray nose hair?
Not yet. Not that I know of. I didn't never look, but
I was thinking that big old snaz of yours, you'd have a lot of nose hair.
Although I didn't shave for about 4 days here, and I think I got some gray in my beard. I don't really grow a beard.
Yeah.
But what I can grow, I think there's like gray in it.
Yeah. Well, if you hang yourself upside down, it looks like snow on the mountains there.
You think?
Yeah. Look, yeah. There's the kitty slope down to the second chin.
The second chin. That's sweet. That's so nice.
I thought, wow, that is weird. You know, you see this. And it's just like hanging out there in the abyss of my nostril.
I wonder what my ass hair looks like.
Well, now that you mentioned it, I guess I wonder what it looks like.
No, I don't want to know. So did you capture the said hair, or did it?
Eventually. I had to wait till I got home, because that sucker was embedded. I mean, come on.
You ever pluck like a really long one?
A long nose hair?
Yeah, like a really, half inch to inch long, yeah.
I don't have a big nose like you.
Yeah, see, I
your nose hair can grow for like it's like a fern or something, and then you finally see the end of it when it comes to the nostril.
I can get some long ones going. Man.
No, I don't. I don't have like super long. Just the gray thing was kind of.
You had a gray. That is, yeah, wow.
And then, you know, I was hanging in the midair. It was kind of like the levitating gray nose hair.
Did you save it when you plucked it, or did
you make
a wish?
I put some Grecian formula on it and put it down the... No.
Almost plucked my nose hair today.
I didn't keep it. But I have, like, it's weird. You got worse nose hair than I've ever had, you know. I'm not a very hairy person, so
yeah,
this is foreign to me. And then, you know, you get a little ear hair. Ear hair?
I'm like the fly, man. What are you talking about? Little shit, I'm freakish.
I don't have much ear. I got a little ear hair.
I got a lot.
But then kind of to balance everything out, I get, like, zits still on my face.
Yeah.
I got this monster of a zit. That's like right at the bottom of my eyebrow, and it's just driving me fucking nuts. So I don't know if I'm old or if I'm young, if I've got greasy skin, if I've got wrinkly skin.
So that's weird. It's like this old guy with pimples and.
Yeah, exactly.
Hmm.
Exactly.
That's weird.
It's weird. Tell me about it.
Wow, that's some old weirdness going on.
It's you're all fucked up. You're just your genetic code is. It's just all crazy.
I have found a little bit of gray chest hair.
What the fuck are you looking at your chest hair for?
Well, I mean, you know,
are you looking at your own breasts? I don't have any gray chest hair, but I don't have. Chest hair.
I was arranging myself. And,
I don't have really much chest hair.
No, I was doing a self exam and I just happened to notice it.
Is that cancer? Oh, no, it's a great chest here.
No, I have a lot of moles, so I always, you know, my wife's always like, you better check those out.
That one looks like Iowa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's weird.
I don't know. The great chest here, maybe that would bother me more. I don't know.
Yeah.
This white nose hair might have just been an anomaly.
Every time I look in the mirror.
So anyway, what's up with you?
So I was home alone last week.
Oh, jeez. So that's where you found your gray chest hair.
Yeah, I was,
doing a little self-breast exam.
Yes.
You're like, you know, in the right light, my breasts look just like my wife's.
She's thinking she's having a lesbian affair when
she's
gets with me.
She's got a few gray chest hairs, too, so it really...
We're even, really. Really?
They match up.
Yeah, so...
Interlocking.
Yeah.
Great. It's kind of like Velcro. Yeah. We get together and, you know.
Yeah. So I told people I was going to be renting Basic Instinct 2 while my wife was gone, and they thought I was joking.
Who are these people?
People I know.
Sounds like a Sesame Street song. The people I know.
They thought I was joking. No, I went and got it. Yeah.
Yeah, how was it? It's not very good.
Yeah, you know, the scenes that you let me see on the internet are not in that movie, man. It's like...
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm like, whoa. Oh,
that's just a teaser.
That was a teaser, all right. I'm like, wow, this is really...
So it got you to rent it, at least.
Yeah, I did. I rented it.
And possibly use your freeze frame. Frame.
Fram. And a freeze frame, too. Freeze frame!
That's an Iowa thing.
Freeze frame. That's funny. A freeze frame.
Freeze frame. You realize in the Jay Giles Band there was a guy named Magic Dick? You know that?
No, I didn't know that.
I used to be a big. I had that. My brother had that album. So
Angel is a centerfold.
Angel is a centerfold. Yeah.
That's how you say it. Centerfold.
Centerfield. Yeah. So then.
I was a little disappointed though. I was a little disappointed.
Why, performance or what?
With Blockbuster.
Why is that?
Because I was going to get a double feature, and I was cheated.
What was the other one?
I was going to get. There's a softcore version of Pirates out right now.
Dun 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 dun. What's it called?
Now it's called Pirates.
Oh, Pirates.
But they had it under lock and key. Like, a couple of them showed it to me, like, like last week. I'm like, okay. Yeah. So I go to rent it, and they're like, oh, well, that's not available.
What?
I go, wait a minute. This is that whole Blockbuster world domination thing. This is, This is that wrong thing that Blockbuster's doing, man.
Oh, yeah.
Interfering with people's movies. No, they're like, oh, yeah, well, you're dirty for wanting to rent it. Even though they have all seen it. Everyone there who works there has seen this movie.
Well, so they must have it.
Well, suddenly they didn't have it.
Well, maybe they took it out. That's the deal.
I don't know.
They checked it out so you could.
You don't promise a guy something and then renege on it like that. You don't.
Well.
You don't.
So okay. You all pissed off or what?
A little bit. A little bit, yeah.
Huh.
You know.
I hear you.
But I got my Basic Instinct too, and I did watch it.
So you want to?
It was okay. I give you a blow-by-blow description? Is that what you were...
Hey, you said that. I don't know.
My
impression of you is that you couldn't bend your body that way, but that's okay.
there wasn't enough TNA in there.
I was thinking more of a jerk-by-jerk.
Jerk-by-jerk, yes.
Something like that. Turning
Japanese type of...
Yeah. I got your picture.
That was all right, you know. It's no big deal, you know.
Yeah.
You didn't see no Sharon Stone coochie this time or nothing, I mean.
Well, you know, it's like 60-year-old or something like that.
Yeah, you know.
It's like a 60-year-old coochie.
Well, yeah, she's probably got some gray hair.
It's probably holding, like, her credit cards or something.
I don't know. Her pipes are getting cleaned out quite regular in that one.
You know you're not going to turn a sow's ear into a silk purse, you know what I'm saying?
What's weird is I think there's a guy in there that's like was in one of the Harry Potter movies. It was weird. I think it was like Ron Weasley. That was the weird
Take
part.
That, Hermione!
Snape. Apparently... Sex isn't everything, is it, Miss Stone? Apparently. No, I don't know. It was like, not this latest movie, but the movie before where there's like a werewolf and the Prisoner of Azkaban.
Oh, yeah, I don't.
I think it was one of the guys in there. It was one of those guys. I don't know his name, but he was.
I usually watch all my Harry Potters while I'm talking to you, so.
You're freeze framing, huh? Hagrid.
Oh, my goodness.
Right?
No, I just remember one time I was watching one of those movies while I was actually talking to you at the same time. So.
Oh, nice.
It was in the show. I can't remember which one it was, but.
Oh, wait, I think I kind of remember this.
It was during our Netflix mania. Oh. So.
Yeah, I think you were pissing me off because you kept like, oh, look at that. Oh,
that's right.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
it's
yeah,
the whomping tree. It's whomping up.
Look at Ron. Ron.
And I suppose I probably could have said the same thing had I walked in on you during Basic Instinct 2. It's the whomping tree. It's whomping him.
Ah, that's sweet. That is sweet.
It's self-abuse.
There's not really a report about the movie. I mean, it's not really that great.
Yeah.
You know.
So, why'd you get it then? I don't know.
Because you kind of dared me to do it, so I did it. I got it for the sake of the show.
Yeah, oh, God. I've heard a million times.
I didn't want to get it, but I figured, okay, Bob.
I didn't want to get it, but...
For the show.
Bob was teasing me into getting it.
Yeah, you teased me. You were showing me like bits and pieces of it on the internet. And I thought, oh, okay. Well, this
I didn't want to go to that gay bar and take it up the butt in the bathroom, but Bob was teasing me, and so I did it.
No, not
Don't
quite.
Worry, honey. I put a condom on him with my mouth. So all's okay.
Oh, nice. That's nice. That's really good. Well, for the show, I watched it. So there.
All right. Okay. Well, I guess Basic Instinct 2.
It's okay. It's, you know.
Is it on a sliding scale? How many fingers might that be?
How many fingers? 10 fingers being the That's the
I don't know how you operate. Is it overhanded or underhanded or what?
That didn't even figure into it, so I don't know what that's all about. But
oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah. It wasn't Spanktravision. It was research for the show, so.
Oh, okay.
It was research for the show, and that's all I'm going to say about it.
Just research.
It was research for the show.
Okay.